உருவாய் அருவாய், உளதாய் இலதாய், மறுவாய் மலராய், மணியாய் ஒளியாய், கருவாய் உயிராய், கதியாய் விதியாய், குருவாய் வருவாய் அருள்வாய் குகனே. ஹலோ அபூர்வா, வீவ் ரீச் த ஃபைனல் வேர்ஸ் 52. திஸ் இஸ் த கிராண்ட் சிந்தசிஸ். அருணகிரிநாதர் டேக்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் ஹீஸ் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் 51 வேர்சஸ் அண்ட் கண்டென்சஸ் இட் இன் டு திஸ் ஒன் ஃபைனல் பிரேயர்.
த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் இஸ் சோ பாரடாக்சிக்கல் வேதாந்த். உருவாய் அருவாய், உளதாய் இலதாய், ஃபார்ம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், பீயிங் அண்ட் நான் பீயிங். How to understand this?
That's the beauty of the divine. He is with form, the statue we see, but he is also the formless energy behind it. He is there, uladai, in everything you touch, but he is not there, iladai, because he cannot be limited by any physical definition.
And then the metaphors, maruvai, malarai, fragrance and the flower?
Exactly. Like the scent, maru, is hidden within the flower. He is hidden within the universe. He is the solid gem, mani, and also the radiating light, oli. He is the embryo, karu, that starts life, and the life force, uyir, that sustains it.
The most powerful part feels like the third line, Vedant. Gadiyai, vidiyai, our destination and our fate.
Yes. He is the goal we are moving toward, Gadi, and the law of destiny, Vidi, that guides our path. But look at the very last line, the grand finale.
Guruvai, Varuvai, Arulvai, Gugane. Is Arunagirinathar asking Muruga to come as a teacher?
Precisely. After 51 verses of deep philosophy, he says, Lord, I can't figure this all out by myself. I need a guru. You, the dweller of the heart cave, Gugane, please come down as my master and bless me with direct experience.
It's such a humble ending. He doesn't say, I know everything now. He says, please come and teach me. Simply superb.
That's the beauty of Arunagirinathar, Apurva. Now let us dwell into the final snapshot of the wisdom. 1. The paradox of God. God is not either or. God is both and. Form and formless, matter and spirit, he is the totality of existence. 2. The living presence. From the tiny embryo to the massive light of a gem, there is nothing where he is not. 3. The final request. The ultimate prayer is not for wealth or heaven, but for Guru Kripa, the grace of the Master. True realization only happens when the Lord Himself comes to guide us.
Vedant, I can't believe it. We just finished the series with the last verse 52. For nearly 2 months we've talked about Muruga's spear, his beauty and his deep philosophy every single day. I feel this incredible sense of completion.
I feel it too, Apurva. But did you notice the shift? When we started, we looked at Muruga as a deity in a temple. Someone out there. But Arunagirinathar slowly took us by the hand and showed us that he is the great light living right inside us.
Exactly. The 52-day journey was so fascinating. We started with prayers for protection, then moved to cutting our desires, then that profound great silence, and ending it with come as my guru was the perfect masterstroke.
That's why it's called Anubhuti, Apurva. While experience usually means experiencing an object, Anubhuti means a realization where you become one with the divine. I can see a certain stillness in you now that wasn't there 52 days ago.
You're right, Vedant. Before this, I'd panic at the smallest problem. Now verses like Madikittu Aravadi flash in my mind. I tell myself, why should I perish in vain when the Lord of Grace is right here? It gives me so much courage.
That's the greatest inheritance Arunagirinathar left for us, Apurva. From now on, whenever you feel lost or the world gets too noisy, just pick any one of these 52 verses and hold it in your heart. The spear bearer will handle the rest.
The progression of the spiritual journey is deeply captivating, Vedant. Ending it with come as my guru feels like a fresh beginning rather than a conclusion.
That is the secret of Anubhuti, Apurva. You don't finish this book, it starts living in you. May the spear of Muruga always light your way. Muruga Charanam.